Well, let's launch into your action process here and looking at assessing the need, which I guess we've begun to do. Have you got any further comment on that before we go to the critique?
Yes, I do. And part of that is that when we talk about assessing the need to see, is this even something you need to do? And that's part of what in the workbook, it lays it out as well. Some exercises for you to determine when you critique yourself, really. But assess the need really says, you know, I saw a quote from Jackson Hewitt. Jackson Hewitt, the tax preparation company that many people are probably familiar with. And it said, Americans spend more dollars per capita on taxes than on food, clothing, and shelter combined. Well, if you think about that, really digest that. I mean, if I were to ask you, what are the three necessities in life? Chances are you'd say food, clothing, and shelter. But I learned something early on in my life where my dad would tell me, he'd say, you know, you tell me one thing, but your actions are screaming something else. As I was growing up and kind of demonstrating rambunctious behavior, I guess, he'd say, your actions are screaming something completely inconsistent. Well, if I ask about those necessities, the food, clothing, and shelter, our actions are demonstrating that we have placed taxes at the absolute top of the list, where taxes have become the greatest necessity based upon our actions because people are spending far too much. So the need is certainly there, because if that is your single greatest expense, what you've got to understand is that you've got to get a handle on that if you ever want to build up any sort of meaningful wealth whatsoever.
So why are people paying too much?
Well, I think there are a couple reasons why people are paying too much. And when I say a couple reasons, first of all, I group them into two categories. First is lack of courage. Lack of courage, translation means fear. They're afraid to pay less in taxes. Now, I say that sometimes at seminars, and people just almost as if their chest kind of bows out a little bit, and they sit up a little straighter in their chairs, and sometimes they've even seen veins popping out in the forehead, and their face is getting red, saying, I'm not afraid to pay taxes. I'm not scared. And I say, okay, well, then what are you doing about it? Well, it's just we can't do anything about it. Because, you know, if we do that, then all of a sudden that's going to be a red flag. We may be audited. Well, first of all, an audit is merely a measurement of your compliance with the tax laws. I would contend that most people would fail that measurement of their compliance because they haven't been complying very well. Let me explain what I mean by that. I don't mean from the standpoint of that they would fail that measurement in that they are deducting too much. I would say they would fail in their compliance with those tax loopholes, those benefits that they have, because they don't even know what they are. And if they don't know what they are, they're certainly not going to be able to take advantage of them. So the key is you've got to have the courage to say, you know what? This is the law. I have recognized it. I have found it, and I'm going to go ahead and do it.